Shikayach, Shikayach Matt. We have a new MP3 player. Thursday night, Mishnah Berurah. Simen Tzadik Dalet, Siv Vav. Simen Tzadik Dalet, Siv Vav. Chayla, Mispalel Afilo Shochev Al Tzido. In other words, we had about davening when sitting, if its circumstances call for it. Now we're having even Shochev Al Tzido, Vush Yochel Chavin Daito, which, you know, so here, till now we always said that there was a problem with Kavona, and sitting would add to the Kavona. Here, he just pushed can't stand. So he can daven even laying, but only if he can summon up the Kavona needed. When you're laying, you know, you have to focus, you have to have Kavona. Plain and Poshut, I need to play a Melech, Kavonos, Ema, all the Kavonos that we talk about. So, V'miyev shalol l'hispalel, mikom mikom yaharer belibo. Shenemar imru b'levavchem al mishkavchem. Okay, a funny pasuk, like an asmachta. We'll see in a moment. Let's first see the Mishnah Berurah. So, Katan Chav, the Mishnah Berurah says, the zaken she'en yochel lamod yeshev b'makomo v'yispalel. Not quite sure what the chiddush of that is. If v'im yochel lamod b'makom akriyas k'dei she'yir koreya mu'umod yamud sham. That's what we had before. Again, till now we always had that the standing will cause a lack of kavona. Here, you physically can't stand, whether it's the chayle or the zaken. Yahara belibo. I mean, it's no gaya. You know, people get old. Go to a nursing home, people get old. So they sit down. They can't have them standing up. They're in a wheelchair. I guess, according to what we learned yesterday, if they can't stand up for the kriyas, they would move the wheelchair back like three steps. Yahara belibo. Now this is a difficult. Let's see. The efshar the yotzib is ebed yevid. Maybe. Ben tzorich lachzor is palel. We'll see in a moment. We'll see. We'll elaborate. We'll have it. Ben tzorich lachzor is palel afilum hivri b'zman tefila, because he was yotzib. Even if he got better and it's still zman tefila, meyachas she'onos u'ata, and he has to daven by hirur, and maybe he's even yotzib. This is what we're going to look at now. The Simon Samach Beisiv Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah, Ubir Allah Hashem. So, what does it say in Simon Samach Beis? In Simon Samach Beisiv Dalad, it says that Imachnos Choli or Ones Acher Korah Kriyash Ma Belibo Yotza. So, there what it was Machloikas, what Yotza meant. The Prima Godem learned it's serious. Like, yeah, he's Yotzei. Like, Hirur Lav Kedibur Domi, but the Evid, like, will Paskin Hirur's Kedibur Domi. It's Machlekes in the Gemara. And, yeah, Mishas Atchak of Ones, you're Taka Yotzei. Taka Yotzei, by the way, means, as we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, Taka Yotzei means that if the condition gets better, you were Yotzei already, you don't daven again. Here, you don't say Kriyat Shema again. The Mishnah Berurah there says, look at Sefkat and Zion in Simen Samach Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Simen Samach Beis, Sefkat and Zion, he says, Hi Yotzei Lav Lagabri Kami. It doesn't mean he's really Yotzei. Not what the Mechaber means. Certainly, we definitively paskin that here is Lav Kedibur Domi, and you're very much not Yotzei. Eler, it's on a Lomar. He'll get schar. Kadosh Baruch Hu equal to schar. Kadosh Baruch Hu will see he's trying, etc. Avul be'etzem and yotzei b'zei. Certainly not yotzei. Al kein therefore she yistalei ka'aynis. Im adayin le'yover zman kriya shema mechuyiv lachsov l'krosa. That is what the Mishnah Berurah says there. By kriya shema, which is the araisa. So he says, really, you're not yotzei and you have to say kriya shema over again. But I am a bir alocha. In the Bir Halacha there, he says, being on the Prima Gordon, that may be why Yotzei Taka. Okay, the Bir Halacha is just Koveya, why he's so definitive that really we paskin hear her love Kedibra Dami. Okay. You bring down some sheet, does that, but the Evid may be here or is Kedibur, but Rov, this is the Bir Halacha style, he goes through the lists, he says certainly Rov hold that. So, that's in Hilchas Priyashma. In Hilchas Tefillah, he says, the Efshar the Yotzer with Ebed the Evid. Main tzarich latzor lisbalel tefila b'ri bezman tefila miyachas shonu suata. Vayim prichodesh prima gadol. Vayim leil b'simas samach beizav dal mishabu bir alavajon. So I wouldn't call it a stira, but it's certainly not. It doesn't stim. So the answer I would say is that there it's priyashmos diaraisa. What? Yeah, that's what he says there. But here's the Rabbanan, it's Tfilah, so that's why he's more nota than he is Yosef in the Evid. Okay. So bottom line is that he should, that by Tfilah we're more Mekil, just to be clear on the bottom line, by Tfilah we're more Mekil and we're more willing to say that the Evid here is Kedibur Dami. So how do I know it's working? Not very bad. Did I just turn it off? No, it's continuing. It seems like it's continuing. Are we learning for 7 minutes? Yeah. I think it's continuing. Okay. Yeah, I want to see the screen. What do I do?
Something just
press
it.
Just touch it, yeah, like a screensaver. Okay. Then the Mishnah Berurah says,
"Amen."
He got better. He got better. The many yochel having died the curry. What? Maybe. I'm sure. You know, you say a lot of other things during the day. Maidani, right? Some achrenim suggest maybe. The many yochel having died the curry kriyash malavado im efshalo. It's not so clear. We pass on like the Rambam that tefillah b'chlal is deraisa. Many yochel achavin daite kari kriyash malavado emef shalo. Lefisha kavonos kriyash mayno ala posuk rishon ubekal yuchel achavin. So what is he saying? Nothing. That's what he's saying. What's his point? I don't know. Yehar Belibo. He's talking about physical. He's not talking about. If he can't focus, which one else? Right? He should remember this kriyashma. That's all. He should remember that this kriyashma. Okay. By the way, there's always chazoras hashatz also. Shmuel doesn't mention, but we're going to learn later. There's a concept called chazoras hashatz, and that's real. We don't think of it as an option, but it's definitely an option for this person who's a chol, and if he can't daven, so I would say it's better to daven yourself, even laying down, daven yourself. But the Rambam says v'miyef shaloli hispalel mikom gom yahara belibo. I would think chazaras hashatz is a better eitzah. I would say even though we're saying in tefillah that hearer is Kedibur Dami and he can consider it that the Evid is Yosei Tefillah, I would say to listen to Chazaras Hashatz is the best option. You can listen to every word, certainly. And you don't have to listen to every word. I mean, you have to try to listen to every word, because if you don't try to listen to every word, you're going to end up listening to nothing. But the truth is, if you miss a word here and there, it doesn't matter. Usually the words are not mocking, you know, the words that you're missing. Okay, Baita. Yeshli Zor Shalo Lismo Chatzmo, not to lean on the Omur, on the Shtender, let's say, on the table in front of you. You can't lean on it. You can touch it, you could hold it, but you can't lean your weight on it. Ola Chaveiro, lean on your friend. Shastila, this is, I mean, for Amida. Certainly when you are allowed to sit because you have no koyach, so obviously you can do this. But he means to fulfill the din of Amida, you can't lean. Now, there's really, there's two reasons. Did I skip something? I skipped Zion, you're right. Mishoyelu anosu mikanu mikan. Oh, there's no Mishan Bura on Zion, that's why. Mishoyelu anosu mikanu mikan. There's goyim all around, and he can't leave his store to daven mincha because whatever. Mishore shemi yafsiku tfiloso yafsiku mekocho. So again, when you're in this situation, yeshiv imakomu biyuspalo. We've had this as an option. It's very much not a preferred option, but it's very much an option to sit and daven. It ain't that to be a yeshiva solid. You have a storekeeper, doesn't have anyone to mind the store. I don't know, he doesn't want to lock it up for mincha. Or he can't. So he should sit there and daven. Bavel Bishasor Chlazel Shalos Pshir Zoyfa Tzvila Yeshiva Mispalel V'Koreya. That's strange. Shvera Mechaber. Why is it a Shvera Mechaber? Because certainly the Mechaber, we learned, the Mechaber himself said that maybe you should stand for Avos and the Krios, the Ramot. Okay, that was the Ramot. You should. No. The Mechaber himself said you should do the Krios Umid. And that's when you were scared if you stood. So we said, okay, for the couple of seconds or minute or two that it takes you to do the Krios, say the first bracha, you'll stand. You could summon up the kavana needed. Here, very, very strange. Here he's sitting, you know, here it's like, he's scared, doesn't want to leave the store. He can't stand, ain't daitam yosheva solo. He's too fatumul, so he has to sit. So why in the world would the Mechaber Firoi is Yoshiv in the spell of the Korea? Here certainly he can get up for the 1 or 2 minutes. Tzorichion, I don't know Teretz.
No, he must be sitting down because he can't stand up.
He doesn't think it, he
says...
Why?
He's scared that if he stands up then someone will see him and...
Okay, so...
Alright.
Okay, and the Chanami, you have to say something like that. I'm pointing out that it's strange for the Mechaber to say Yoshiv and Fal the Korea. I want to remind everyone that there's a Mila, even if you're sitting, we said yesterday, it's again an airplane. Even if you're going to sit by Tefillah, there's a Chumrah to stand for Avos, and a Chumrah to stand for the Psios, and a Chumrah to stand for the Krios. And it's usually, even if you want to be careful and not go to the back of the plane and daven and not stand up for davening, but for these parts you could, most of the time it's definitely possible and plausible to stand for it. So I want to point that out, that for the Mechaber to just say Yoshim Zolva Korea, so Matt say, okay, must be talking about a case where he can't even stand for that. Sifches told us not to lean. The Mishnah Berurah gives us two reasons. First of all, he's explaining the Mechaber's din. Why can't you lean? So he's saying you can't lean because you have to stand. We're talking about the din to stand. Hatam de tefillah tzrich amida, ki lo kamo mesumet sadekes, va amida sal yedei smicha lechashivo amida. Now, that statement that amida al yedei dover acher lechashivo amida, that's only when your weight is supported by what you're being so mechan, so that in the famous like imagery that if you take it away, the guy will fall. Well, the fizas but smicha ktsas, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to this reasoning, if you're leaning somewhat, the heinu shesomech b'miktsas yiminot alois adover lo yipol, then it's mutter. But v'yesh omrim hatam the tzichalios be'ema. In other words, there is a general din, it's in Gemara and Zlochim, that leaning is not called standing, but by tefillah there's a special din that you have to stand be'ema. So, like, even on the tzad, that leaning would be called standing, but it's not standing be'ema. But there's another huge nafkamina. The Mishnah Berurah says, according to that reason, even if you're leaning somewhat, it's not good, because it's not be'ema. Well, if he's a b'chol gav ne'osur, even if you're not going to fall, if the object which is supporting you is taken away. It's not really supporting you, but I mean, supporting you somewhat. V'mokom ad-dechak, yesh lehokel ketam arishon. I was hoping the Mishnah Berurah would say, yesh lismochol tam arishon. Doesn't have a sense of humor. Bidui has to be umad, right? Something to watch out for. But the Mishnah Berurah paskins really like the second law shown, meaning, but that's tafka by Shmona Esrei. I don't think you have to be machmer by other things. It's only by Shmona Esrei, but it's a din of be'ema, as we've learned, and we should remember, ibdu as Hashem b'yira. So there, the Mishnah Berurah says, only b'mokam ad-dechak, you should be mekil and... you should be mekil and lean, as long as you're not leaning heavily. But otherwise, you should be makbid, but that's by tefillah. The Achrayim say, oh, let's learn the next Mishnah Berurah. Ma'amud l'chein yizor shli yismoich atzmei al gabi shtender. You have to make sure you don't lean on the shtender. L'chein b'chol mokum shetzarech amida. K'dayim b'shoah sheroya sefer Torah negdo. This is a chiddush. I don't think we would think of such a case. Even when you're standing on kavod, that's how I would express the chiddush that way. That's why it was such a chiddush to me when I learned it. In London, they say, you know, din on me, you're standing on kavod. But even then, we say that if you're leaning, it's not called you stood up. The other chayr, it's an Indian of kavod. So maybe, like, you know, you go like this and you stood up. Din. Dafka stand, but apparently there is such a thing. It technically has to be Amida, just like there's a din by Kriya. A person, one of the Islam tears Kriya, there's a din that has to be by Amida. So if you're leaning, it's not called Amida. So you have to be careful with the Shtenda. Ari Stern mentioned by Vidui, you have to be careful. Vidui requires Amida. And many times people are bending over and they're leaning. There is a wait. B'shas tefila b'choyla shibori lo shiuchal lechavin v'amido al yedei smicha yaser kain v'yamlav yispal miyushuv. You can sit down, but what you see in this Mishnah Berurah is that leaning is better than sitting, even though leaning is not standing, but it's better than sitting. That's what you see in this Mishnah Berurah. Because he says the chayle should indeed lean, and if not, he should sit. So that's pretty clear. So you have three things. You could stand, you could sit, and you could lean. Leaning is not standing, but it's not sitting either. Siftes, Misha Huchrach lehispalel miyushov. It's better than sitting.
No, but like sometimes you have to sit. Like on a meeting, you have to mention.
Yeah.
So leaning good enough.
But there for sure you have to sit, because there's an Indian of kviyas. You have to be kveya yourself, and the kviyas is only with sitting. There for sure, leaning does not fulfill sitting. Tachanun, you're supposed to sit, yeah? So people lean when they have a seat, but that's not preferable. You're certainly supposed to sit.
If you can't
sit, well, you yoytze tachlin if you say it's standing. Also, you want to know if leaning is better than standing by tachlin. Well, you're leaning anyway because you're being no fail. So I don't know. But you wouldn't fall if it would be taken away.
Is it better to wait?
For a seat, for sure.
You'll be out of sync with the seat.
Catch up. Shailas, what would you be doing by Kaddish? Okay. Definitely you should wait and sit. It's important to sit by Tachanun. the Dafka Vasuk. And to get up from Anachnu Lo Neida Mana Ased, it's not Yari Val Yavar, but it's Choshev. It's not just it's not a Chassidish Aminik. It's a din. It would be even better if you thought about why and you related to that. I guess we're going to get up to it. I don't want to give away why. The Mechaber Paskin is a tremendous chiddush. We don't paskin like the Mechaber. Mechaber Paskin, if you were forced to daven sitting down, and we had a couple of cases in the last few sifim, when he can, Sarech Lachlu was Palam Uman. Beinu Sarech Leisiv Badover. He's not davening Teres Nadova. He's davening again. His davening was flawed, and he has to daven again standing up. Bishpura says we don't pass him like that. Yushev within the Mahalach Baderech, walking. We had that scenario as well. Sheyuchol, Dainu Shalavah's man, it's still his man's tefillah. Certainly you don't daven twice the next davening. You were Yotze davening, but you should daven again standing up. And it's not Bispalel B'Teres Nadova, that Tarech L'Chadish B'Dover. So some Achrayim say it is, but the Chiddush is that you're standing. That's the Mechadish B'Dover, is that you're being Mosif the quality of Amida to your tefillah. And that's called you a Mechadish B'Dover, you add it to your tefillah. Uladina, Hiskimu Achrayim Shein Tarech L'Chadish B'Dover Sheinus. You were Yotze B'Dievet with sitting. V'chein HaMinik Shein Oivik Tochem Shefalu B'Derech V'Miyushuv. So on a plane, let's say, they don't daven again. Mikovakom, any time you want to daven a second time, Bitaras Nadova, Mubatua, Sheikh, I believe it's Fazal Kamashikosov, Soif Simakuzain, Bain Zarach Lachadish Bodobar, Zeshim Falad, the Amida Huk Chiddush. And even if you don't require to daven again, but the Amida would be the Chiddush, and you could daven Bitaras Nadova with Amida as the Chiddush. But you have to make sure you're Machavin, particularly because the Rel Sakshen says, what do I need your extra davening for if you're just messing it up again? Okay, let's finish up the remark. So wait. We have the Mishnah that you don't daven again for Amida, but you could daven again b'Toras Nedava, and the Amida would be called Mechadish B'Dover, but it's not a good idea to do unless you can really focus on your tefillah. Because what are you davening Nedava for? You didn't get it right the first time around. You can't get it right, so what are you davening again for extra? The Ramah says, based on the Trumas Hadeshim, this is, Mishabah B'Derech, U'samach L'malom, and Yochel Ustalik Menaderech, Mokum Shvayat Siku, Orvi Drochim, Yustalik Shom. You have this. You're on a plane. You're landing. You're landing in JFK. Maybe you should go to Farakaway and daven with a minion. Right? Hiluch Mil, daven with a minion. Maybe. So you could. So anyway, but what should you do? Should you daven on the plane? Maybe you're waiting for your luggage, and you're waiting for the car rental, and you're waiting for this, and you're waiting for that, and before you know it, you've missed Man Kriyashman's on tefillah. So that's a judgment call. It's a judgment call. But here we have a case where a guy was traveling, and he could have been the stomach ben aderech. I guess he was going to have kavana. He wouldn't have been bothered by the ichur derech. That was the case. We saw that it's subjective. And Ovi Drachim won't bother him. And he's going to go to a Goyishim alone. What was there? Maybe there was Ovi Gerulim there even. Maybe the conversations were not exactly spiritually uplifting. The stress here seems to be partially because of Ovi Dezorah. Rashi, the Mishmur brings on the Rashi in Parshas Va'era, at the end of Va'era, Katsesi Asa'ir. He didn't want to dabble with Ovi Gerulim. Monsi. The hospital, you're forced to daven in the room with a cross. Because the hospital, there's Good Samaritan Hospital, it's a Catholic hospital. So every room has a cross in it. And a lot of them have figures of a guy on the cross. So, and it's a very popular hospital for Yoldos. And Monsi Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of Yoldos. It's very busy, that hospital. So for a tekufa, they would cover it up. But, you know, the nurses come in, you know, it's very, you can call it Kibbul Hashem, it's like really not nice. And it's a big problem. So you turn away, but it's not pleasant. You're not supposed to daven in a room with a cross. But they're forced to there.
Is that Mam Shabbos?
It's a topic of discussion. It's enough of Avodah Zarah that it is included. It's certainly what the Trumas Hadeshim was talking about. Right? Malaya, Shikutsun, whatever. So, therefore, daven before you get to the hotel. What? It's a good hospital. You don't have to worry about their abortion policies. Not a joke. It's very good to have babies in a Catholic hospital where they care about abortions as much as you do. They were very frum, very, very frum. Took a while to break through. Now, you know, the whole maternity ward gets Chol of Yisrael automatically. Because Catholics are not Catholic that much. They're also not in the maternity ward as much as they should be. So it's full of Jews, you know. But every room has a cross and a figure. It's all over. They have pictures of the Pope all over the walls. It's a Catholic hospital.
Which one?
Good Samaritan, Good Sam.
Now, which Pope?
When I was there, it was John Paul. I don't know if you should say his name. Okay. And then, so the Mishnah Berurah says there's Avodah Zarah there. Then the Ramah really says, and the Trumas Hadeshim says, that the people in the hotel are going to bother him. Who says we'll find a corner to daven? But certainly, if the hotel, it's better not to daven on the derech. If he anticipates getting to a place where he'll find a corner to go to and he'll be able to daven, it's a judgment call. You have to know. Every time you're traveling, should you daven before the nates at home? That's probably the best. You travel on the plane, in the airport, should you wait till you land and daven there? You're stopping off in Rome, you know, you have to figure out when Zman Kriya Shema is, and Zman Tfila, call up Rabbi Milinowitz, he gives you the link that they have, right? You figure it out, and you see, I mean, it's not a chiddush of modern day age, the Trumas Hadeshim dealt with it. You know, you have to be what's going to be where you're davening. Better daven on the derech, better wait till you get there. It's not really, I don't know. You have to worry about the gilulim there. You have to worry about if you find a quiet corner, etc., 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 etc. Good. I want to darshan a little about something. I'll leave it on the tape. You shouldn't know from such things. It's terrible. But there's a place on the web called Hyde Park. And you don't know from it. Everybody writes in. It's like, it's very interesting. So they have a Yiddish one. It's in Hebrew. They have a Yiddish one too, by the way. It's called B'chadrei Charedim. B'chadrei Charedim. So I saw someone sent me yesterday a very, I want to say it over. I hope it's not Lashon Hara. No, I don't think it's Lashon. It's a Bikiris. It seems Oiz Vahada reprinted Orech HaShulchan. And they did a marvelous job. Like it's Meiro Seinayim. So there was two strong Bikirises on it. You saw it? You know what I'm talking about? They put the Piske. I mamish agree with this. They put the Piske Mishnah Berurah on the side. And the person writing the Bikores, and I agree with him 100%, it's a chutzpah. What the Orech HaShulchan saw the Mishnah Berurah, the Orech HaShulchan knew about the Mishnah Berurah, he read the Mishnah Berurah, and he wrote his Sefer. So what are you like saying? You know, you can learn Orech HaShulchan if you want, but you better know when the Mishnah Berurah is chaylik. It's a chutzpah that they did. I agree. It's like a chutzpah. It's a bizarre for the Orech HaShulchan to put the Chazon Ish the Chazon Ish wrote Ha'aris on the Mishnah Berurah. So we're reprinting his Ha'aris on the Mishnah Berurah. But the Rosh Hashulchan saw the Mishnah Berurah and wrote his Sefer. So by you putting in the Mishnah Berurah on the Rosh Hashulchan, you're saying, Mr. Rosh Hashulchan, you're a nice guy, but I don't want anybody chalula to Paskin like you. It was, but he wrote it afterwards. He saw the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, and he wrote his Sefer. Mishnah Berurah was written for us. He saw the Mishnah Berurah and he wrote his Sefer. So what are you putting the Mishnah Berurah in the Mishnah Berurah for?
Yaakov and Yosef.
That has more of a pshat. You're not gonna. I'm gonna take Rav Moshe Igris Moshe, and I'm gonna put in the margins of Avada Yosef's Pesukim. So it has a pshat if Rav Moshe didn't see them chodjin, if Rav Avadya Yosef is later. But you're wrong. The Rosh Hashulchan saw the Mishnah Berurah, and the Rosh Hashulchan is a poetic Rav Moshe. It's well known that the poskim give, I don't know, more credence. They consider the Rosh Hashulchan more of a classical posek. Let's put it that way. The later poskim speak out that the Rosh Hashulchan is more of a classical posek than the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah like forged like a mahalach in Pesach, but he's not a classical posek. So it started a whole thread. Like you can read for 2 hours, people commenting back and forth. The other taina, this is already, they wrote a biography of the Rosh Hashulchan in the beginning. So the source that they use, they write, is the Makor Baruch. But they really use two. What? But they used two other sources that they didn't write, because those two sources were Kiposru Goat. Because that Aruch HaShulchan, somebody, Rabbi Bar Ilan, Mayor Bar Ilan, somebody, I don't know. Yeah, like his grandson, his son. Yeah. Right, his nephew. And they didn't say who. It's like they didn't want anybody to know that Rosh Hashulchan was friends with the Kippos Rugo people.
The time is that they even put in the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, the Makor Baruch also is a controversial figure. Okay, but you have to have some source. You're writing a biography. The Rosh Hashulchan was a very... The Rosh Hashulchan does not get his just due. My time of the Rosh Hashulchan, I also feel the Rosh Hashulchan Osid is an unbelievable work. And, like, I don't know why he's not, I know we use him a lot in Art Scroll, Yerushalmi. I don't know why in Zroim they don't, like the Derech Emunah, does not quote the Rosh Hashulchan Osid all that often, in Hilchos Shmita. I don't know, it's like a very, very hush of a work. No, not at all. Okay, anyway, good. How do you turn it off? Which one?
The record button.
The record button turns it off?
Stops the recording.
That's this. No, it's still going. That's still going. I'm really partial to the Rosh Hashulchan.